Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I want to say a big congratulations to Nigel. Because he, like all British managers, most of us, we got to earn the right to work at this level and get a promotion. And for him, I remember watching, he's done a brilliant job at Leicester City. You know, the first time there and obviously coming back. I remember watching the game against Cardiff. I've been involved in the playoff semi-finals, and they are, they're the playoffs and the championship and coming through, they're life-changing moments. And obviously they lost that game in Cardiff. And I really felt for him as the manager, especially when the penalty took place. And then obviously against Watford. So to show that resilience and perseverance shows the great manager that he is. And then eventually he earns the right to come through and work at this level.
Four defeats in six Barclays Premier League away games. It makes for pretty grim reading for Liverpool fans. But a gutsy home win over Stoke could be the starting platform for a change in fortunes this season. So as Liverpool here tonight at the King Power Stadium look to continue that form, as Ricky Lambert has put it pre-match, it doesn't matter how it happens, we just need to make it keep happening. Liverpool make three changes from the weekend. Steven Gerrard is one of those back into the starting 11, as is Javier Manquillo and Adam Lallana. Mignolet in goal, the back four, Manquillo at right back, Skrtel and Touré continue as the centre halves, Glenn Johnson on the left side of the defence. Lucas and Gerrard in midfield. Lucas has added so much more balance to the side when he's played. Henderson, Sterling and Lallana, the three behind Ricky Lambert, who, given the games in succession, has sort of shown that he's someone also who you can't take off the team sheet at the moment. Konchesky takes the throw in. Some thoughts from Ray Howland.
Well, first of all, we've actually got the formation slightly wrong, because Jordan Henderson is actually playing alongside Lucas in a more central role, where Joe Allen played the weekend against Stoke City. Steven Gerrard's actually given a position further forward, closer to Ricky Lambert. Lallana on the right, Sterling on the left, and Ricky Lambert up front on his own.
Skrtel back to his keeper. Mignolet clears it out with a Leicester player attacking him. Yeah, it's a chance for Steven Gerrard to be a bit more imposing with the forward runs.
Yeah, well, not only that, it's his vision and his passing ability. I've seen him in the Ludogorets game, and you think back when Liverpool were 2-1 up, there was a big chance for Raheem Sterling when he was put through beautifully from Gerrard, and that could have been the decisive goal in that game for Liverpool.
I'll get you the Leicester team in a second, but here's Raheem Sterling, an early dart down the right-hand side, but just about caught out by Delatt at the last minute. Lambert then crosses into the box. Leicester clear again. They're in the blue tops, the white shorts and blue socks, and they're kicking from right to left as we watch the game. And they get the ball up to the halfway line, but Lucas steadies it down for his centre-half, Martin Skrtel. And then Henderson with a quick pass back to Lucas, and Liverpool have control once more. Kasper Schmeichel in goal. Delatt at right back. Wasilewski alongside Morgan at centre-half. Konchesky on the left-hand side of the defence. The midfield, Matty James and Cambiasso, who scored against QPR at the weekend, but they lost 3-2, of course. Mahrez, Ajoa and Schlupp. And then Vardy completes the 11. What have you made of Leicester this season? What sort of threat will they pose, Ray?
Well, I've watched them a few times. I watched them at Stoke City, where they played poorly in the first half, much better in the second when they changed the system. They went to a 4-5-1 and eventually won that game. I also watched them when they played Crystal Palace away. You know, they're the better side for long spells in that time. But then when they went a goal behind, shoulders slumped, you know, and there was a real belief that they weren't going to get anything out of the game, so that would be a worrying sign for them. But Liverpool have just got to think, if we can take the game to them, get men forward, as they're trying to do now. It was interesting when the ball went up to Ricky Lambert. I was talking about, you need a runner in behind. Steven Gerrard was already trying to do that, you know, make sure that he's running in behind the back four when Lambert goes up for the header. So that's encouraging from Liverpool's point of view.
The game.
Oh, excellent work by Lallana to rob the ball from the outside of the box off Paul Konchesky. Still Lallana, left-footed shot, blocked down by a Leicester player in the box. Came off Wes Morgan. Out it comes for Lucas, but he doesn't deal well with the ball. He's lost it. It's put Leicester on the attack to the halfway line. It's fed forward for James Vardy. He's quick and he tries the early gamble with the shot, but he rolls the ball wide of Simon Mignolet's goal. It was probably the wrong option in the end. On his right foot, got the ball right underneath his body, didn't help him at all, and Vardy squanders a chance for Leicester.
There was a little bit of lack of confidence there from Vardy, wasn't it? You know, because when he took the shot on, he didn't get the belief that he really fancied his chances here. He should have waited because there was support coming from Ochoa, and I think it was Mahrez had made a forward run to help them out over that left-hand side, with Vardy being on the right. He's took the shot on, always wide of the target, but that came from what I was saying about earlier. You know, when you get to your two central midfield players who run out of position, you leave a huge gap. On that occasion, Henderson made a run forward down the right, which left Lucas on his own in the middle of the park. He came forward and he took a shot, took a ricochet off a Leicester player, and then they were off and running because Liverpool had no one disciplined sitting in front of their back four, so it was easy to get at the back line of Liverpool, and it, you know, could have proved costly there with that opportunity for Vardy. But great block, you were saying about the strike from Adam Lallana.
Lallana, yeah.
Yeah, it was Wes Morgan that came out and really threw his body in the line there, because that shot from Lallana was on target.
A throw by Konchesky down the line, headed on by Ochoa. Vardy was hoping it would go over the top of Skirtle. It didn't. Skirtle headed it into touch. And a Leicester throw further down the side. Konchesky takes it to the edge of the Liverpool penalty area. Comes back out to Konchesky again, under pressure by Lallana. They're trying to keep hold of it, but they've lost it. Morgan's been dispossessed. Fell to Gerrard. He's played the incisive pass out wide to the right. Lambert puts it low in the box. In gets there Sterling, and he's dribbled it out to the dead ball line. Keeper had come off the line, and I think Leicester have conceded a corner. No, he's given us a goal kick.
Well, that was a corner. I'll tell you, what a ball, though, from Ricky Lambert. What? Absolutely fantastic. I just thought Ryan Sterling might just flick it with the outside of his right foot. Decided to try and control it and took it away from the goal, and the chance had gone. But it was worked well down the right-hand side by Liverpool. Gerrard on to Lambert. I thought when he played it, he was offside. Look at the assistant referee's position. He's the wrong side of it. He actually controlled it with his left foot, didn't he? Which took him away from the goal. I thought there was a perfect opportunity just to flick it with your right foot over the top of the goalkeeper as he came out there.
Ball over on the left-hand side. Johnson sweeps it back to his keeper Mignolet, traps it underneath his feet, then gives it away. It's terrible. Cambiasso! Oh, he's missed an open goal! Simon Mignolet having an absolute horror with his clearance out. And we've seen the way his managers told him to strike long balls to just get it up and away and out of the goal area. Well, he handed that on a plate to Cambiasso, who's missed as open a goal as you'll see. Mignolet completely scuffed the clearance with a player approaching him, and then he rolled it into the onrushing Cambiasso, who just couldn't find a straight pass. He would have scored Leicester's opening goal.
Well, I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say it was harder than you were making out, Steve, but until I seen the replay, yeah, it was easy. All he had to do was hit the goal. Just hit the target and it was a goal. Really poor decision-making from Mignolet there. You know, and instead of just kicking the ball downfield, you know, he's played it out to the right to try and pick out Skirtle. You know, played it towards Cambiasso, who read it really well, in fairness to him, and then should have gave Leicester the lead.
Gerrard gives to Torre, and Torre out to the left wing for Glenn Johnson. But I thought Christmas was a few weeks away, Ray.
I think
Simon Mignolet nearly offered an early present there. There's Johnson, again rushing into the penalty area, stopped to the last minute, but showing the big amount of desire and heart there. But Liverpool have to watch it, because Mahrez is on the counter-attack and he's 30 yards from goal. He rolls it in for Vardy. That's a big save by the keeper. Stopped on the line. Mignolet just kept it out. Ochoa's still there. Oh, no! Ochoa takes the shot. It hits the post. It hits the keeper's back, Simon Mignolet. And Leicester score. Well, moments ago, we saw an absolute calamity that he got away with. This time he couldn't do anything with that. Ochoa's strong shot rebounded off the right-hand post, hit Mignolet's back as he lay on the floor. Leicester lead.
That all came from a run from Glenn Johnson. He's given the ball away on the edge of the Leicester penalty box. They've gone the length of the field. That's what I'm saying about, you know, no one in midfield is putting on that safeguard. Mahrez comes in field, and you know, no one's really closing them down. Lucas is dropping off. Great ball in to pick out Vardy. Brilliant save initially from Mignolet. I'm not sure if the ball went out or not, you know, but the assistant put his flag up, allowed play to continue, and then Ochoa finished it brilliantly. Left-footed strike, hits the post, onto the back of Mignolet. How unlucky is that? There's nothing the keeper could do about it. It certainly has gave Leicester the lead, and big questions now about Liverpool. And can they get themselves back into this game?
Ball runs free to Henderson just in front of the centre circle, trying to find a way through. Instead, he pushes a pass out to Sterling on the left-hand side. His trickery gets him into the box, but then he falls on his knees, and the initial foul came just outside the penalty area from Mahrez, so that's where the referee draws play back to. Sort of Sterling tumbled his way on into the penalty area.
Yeah, good position by Mr. Mason. He was in the perfect position to see the initial challenge from Mahrez on Raheem Sterling, which was just about half a yard outside the box. I mean, he continued on after that. Sterling went down inside the box, which certainly wasn't a penalty. But that's what you should be saying to Sterling. Keep wide, we'll keep giving you the ball. You keep running at the fullback, keep running at the right side to player Mahrez. You've got more than enough ability to get past these two players.
Stephen Gerrard lines up another free kick from the left-hand side of the Leicester penalty area. Slightly tighter as an angle, right-footed into the box. Flicked header away comes from the Leicester defence. Only to fall to Lucas, who chips it back in towards Ricky Lambert. Back to goal, attempts to drop it down for Lallana. Follows up with a thunderous left-footed shot into the near corner of the net. Lovely finish from Adam Lallana, and it didn't take Liverpool long to get back on level terms with Leicester. Leicester 1, Liverpool 1, Lambert doing his job with the knockdown, and Lallana there to wrap it home.
Well, there, Steve, it's just an agricultural ball forward, isn't it? You know, it's just getting the ball into the box. Ricky Lambert's in there, deal with it, see what you can win. Pressurise the centre-half as he did there on Wes Morgan, and then it's about the reaction of Adam Lallana getting himself into the position to get a strike at goal. And let me tell you, technically, that is so difficult, the shot he just took on there, when it just bounces in front of you. You hit it on the half volley, but you hit it through, you hit it with power, and you hit it down, and you give the goalkeeper so many problems. Kasper Schmeichel couldn't keep it out, and that's the response Brendan Rodgers wanted from his side. Liverpool are back in it, we've got parity in this game, we said there'll be goals, and let me tell you, there should be a few more.
I like this player, Adam Lallana. He's already scored tonight, and he's showing how much he wants to be part of a winning side. He plays a ball back down the right line for Jordan Henderson. Henderson tries to cross in, scrapes off the foot of the man in front of him, Paul Konchesky, and it's a corner kick now for Liverpool.
Yeah, see, Liverpool pushing men forward now, aren't they? You know, they're growing in confidence, obviously, with that goal. They're getting people into better areas of the field there. Jordan Henderson helping out, coming forward from the centre midfield. Just, and what I liked about what Jordan did there, he knew he couldn't get the ball in because Paul Konchesky was right in front of him. So he just hit it off him and got a corner. Now they've got an opportunity from a set play.
Arms in the air by Kasper Schmeichel. Again, Lambert stands underneath him. Gerrard takes the corner. There's a header by Skrtel, which is headed away by Delatt, maybe, inside the six-yard box. Another chance to cross for Gerrard from the right. Closed down by Mahrez, and a Liverpool throw on the right-hand side. Well, no lack of effort by either of these teams tonight. Liverpool are the ones at the moment, perhaps mounting more of a challenge after their equaliser. Now it's Konchesky. Long high ball down the left wing. Ulloa gets to it. Skrtel slipped. Ulloa's gone round the back of him. Has to hold up his run. Chips one to the edge of the penalty area. Mahrez then miskicks his shot. Might just drop underneath the crossbar of Simon Mignolet, but he got up there and got both hands clasped around the ball.
Well, it was an easy take in the end for Mignolet, wasn't it? Great strength from Ulloa down this left-hand side for Leicester, the right of Liverpool. It just held off Martin Skrtel. Then he didn't have the pace to get away from him. He had a yard or two, but Skrtel was quick in his recovery. So he checked back onto his right foot, picked out Mahrez with a lovely ball to the edge of the box, onto his chest, mishit his volley towards goal. But I tell you who made a really good run off of him was the lad James from midfield, and no one from Liverpool's midfield had gone to pick him up. Overall, it's been decent. It's not been, you know, breathtaking. It's not been like, oh, wonderful football, but it's been competitive, and that's what you expect. You know, a team like Leicester fighting at the bottom of the league, they're at home, not once since they beat Manchester United here 5-3. You know, they desperately need a result, and Liverpool want to, you know, keep on progressing after that win against Stoke.
So 1-1, importantly, Liverpool are still in a position to go on and win this game.
Yeah, they are. You know, I certainly feel that if Liverpool up the tempo, as they did against Stoke on Saturday, when they really came out with a different mentality, took the game to Stoke and eventually wore them down and got the goal. I think if they do that against this Leicester side and get the next goal, I think that's hugely important. If Liverpool go 1-1, on Leicester, go 2-1 up, I think Leicester might just start to feel a little bit sorry for themselves. Evenly matched, both sides had opportunities or half opportunities, neither goalkeeper severely tested, but parity at half-time is probably a fair reflection of this first half.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
Welcome back to the King Power Stadium. Liverpool making a change at the break, and Alberto Moreno brought on at left back, so Javier Manquillo has been substituted. Johnson's moved over to the right side of the defence. Two centre-halves remain, Skrtel and Toure. Mignolet obviously in goal. In front of them, obviously in the midfield, you've got Lucas and Henderson. Further forward, Sterling, Gerrard and Lallana provide the line behind Ricky Lambert, and it's 1-1 this game after Lallana's equaliser. Toure goes up for the headed clearance. He's missed it. Vardy nearly got onto things, and Leicester win an early corner in the second half as Skrtel has no way out.
Yeah, well, that was great play from Ajour, wasn't it? Just a straight ball downfield. He's up against Kolo Touré. He won the flick on. Vardy's a willing runner in behind. Skrtel did the right thing, putting out for a corner. But worrying start to the second half as far as Liverpool's concerned.
Matty James with a corner right side of the Liverpool penalty area. Right-footed, outswinger, Skrtel heads it clear, straightforward header away, picked up by Mahrez, played it out to James on the right wing again. He'll cross in left-footed, but closed down by Moreno. James tries once more, but it just as a short flick in towards Vardy, who turned to try and wrap one into the penalty area, but Gerrard blocked it out for another corner.
Well, this is what you want if you're a Leicester fan or Leicester players. A quick start to the second half, put the opposition on the back foot. They've certainly done that with two corners in quick succession.
There's James again, another corner. This one's headed away by Ricky Lambert. Back to James again. He's got a wider perspective with this cross. He's put it far stick this time, headed out of the box, and then picked up by Leicester first time and played back to the halfway line by Jeffrey Schlupp, only to be thumped back in by Paul Konchesky. He's come out towards the corner flag. Ricky Lambert's first to it, gets his left leg round, but at the same time Ray Houghton's mate and the physical giant, which is Wasilewski, was going into him, and Leicester ended up winning a throw in there. James and Wasilewski forward onto Mahrez. He's played that too far forward, and the first ball away was from Henderson. Now a long one upfield for Sterling to look at. He's getting round the back of Delap, but Delap's up for that physical challenge. And he's just about seen off Sterling there. Those two tonight have had a right old go at each other.
Yeah, it's been enjoyable, isn't it? It's been really enjoyable. You know, this is a good defender up, a very good attacker. Neither one has, you know, pulled out of a challenge. Both of them have had, you know, good times and some bad times. And at the moment, you'd have to see Steven between the pair of them.
Back come the home side again. Down the left-hand side, Konchesky, Cambiasso. He seems to be at the heart of quite a lot of the good stuff that Leicester are producing, Cambiasso. Now Gerrard looking to curve a ball for the run of Raheem Sterling, but intercepted by Delat. Liverpool with at least six back. Delat coming forward, wraps it into the penalty area. Martin Skrtel just about stood his ground to see that ball out.
He done well there, Skrtel, because Ozil was coming in behind him, so he had to keep his concentration, make sure he got good contact on the ball. Liverpool have got no possession of the ball, and just a bit of respite for the defenders as well.
Out for a throw-in for Leicester, halfway in the Liverpool half left-hand side. Into play towards James, edge of the box, trying to roll it on, but Kolo Touré just stood up to him, blocked it out, and enables Liverpool to get it up to the halfway line, or just behind the halfway line, where Gerrard is taken out of play with a late challenge by Vardy.
Yeah, clicked his heels there. He could have got a yellow card for that, in fairness, because he knew exactly what he was doing. Lovely piece of skill from Steven Gerrard to get away with Vardy, and Liverpool had a break on there.
Great pass from Gerrard to Sterling inside the box on his unfavoured left foot, but he squared it across the box. Gerrard! 2-1 Liverpool! Delicious finish from the captain! And a celebration to match it! Wonderful start of play by the captain. Sterling then found the killer assist ball, and Gerrard was there to hit it low into the right side of the Leicester net. Leicester 1, Liverpool 2.
Well, if you ever wanted someone to come into that part of the field at that particular time, it's Steven Gerrard. I think it was actually Wes Morgan. He might have been just stretched to try and clear it and inadvertently put it into the path of Steven Gerrard. But when he strolled up to it, coolness personified, just waited for the goalkeeper to make a mistake and just nestled it into the bottom corner. Nothing the keeper could do in the end about it. Lovely ball. Steven Gerrard actually started it with the ball out to Sterling. There's the ball coming in. Wes Morgan played it into the path of Steven Gerrard, and with the inside of his right foot, just curled it into the bottom left-hand corner. Brilliant finish. Schmeichel went with his feet rather than going to spread it with his hands, but take nothing away from the finish. All started by Gerrard. Good ball across the face of the goal from Raheem Sterling. not the best defender you've got to see on the stretch here from Wes Morgan, but it was usually important that Gerrard was there.
Here comes Ochoa, forcing his way to the edge of the box, combines with Cambiasso. The shot by Ochoa then is very wide, extremely wide, but a good combination between the two has set them up with an opportunity.
Yeah, he was on his left foot, wasn't he? He was just struggling a little bit. He had slipped just to the left-hand side, and he could have played the ball into his path, which would have been a better opportunity for Leicester. We talked about Liverpool, you know, going 1-0 down. What was their reaction going to be like? It was very positive, got themselves back into it with that goal from Adam Lallana. Now the big question mark about Leicester. We talked about the run of form they've had recently, not won a game since that game against Manchester United. What's their attitude going to be like now they find themselves 2-1 down?
Stephen Gerrard, free kick for the Reds. Right-footed into a decent spot in the Leicester penalty area, headed away. Lallana went to try and meet it and head one back in the box. He was crunched out onto the floor from that challenge. Referee didn't give any sort of foul, and instead Leicester found a way out.
He's 2 for 2 at the moment, Adam Lallana. He's been knocked to the ground by, he just slipped on that occasion, and before that in the first half from Vasilevsky.
Maybe a chance for Liverpool now. They've robbed possession of the ball, and Gerrard tries to chip it over the top of the keeper. Leicester lost possession on the left edge of their penalty area, and a quick thinking pass from Lambert and then Henderson set Gerrard up, and he looked to lob it over the top of Kasper Schmeichel, but he put it over the top of the bar as well.
Great improvisation though, wasn't it? You know, excellent as far as that was concerned. We've just seen the goal again, and I've got to say, maybe I said about Wes Morgan, it wasn't a great clearance from him, but he was struggling, wasn't he? He was stretching to play the ball away, and you know, he's did everything in his power to try and clear it, but unfortunately for him, it fell at the feet of Steven Gerrard, and as we say, he's not going to miss from there.
Mignolet kicks the ball out to the left side. Moreno heads it. Well, he just tried to keep it in play, headed it into a Leicester figure, and that was James, and James has possession, and he runs the ball down the right, gives to Mahrez loses out, and Raheem Sterling's on it. He looks like he's got as much energy now as he had at the start of play. Still Raheem Sterling, right on the edge of the penalty area, and he's taken the shot. It was ambitious, and it was unlikely, and it's gone over the top of the crossbar.
Yeah, wrong decision. He should have played it, Steven Gerrard, little bit earlier. But you know what, when he picks up, I like the fact that he's so direct. He wants to get out the back four as quickly as possible. You know, that's one of his real strengths and a confidence about him. What will come the more games, the more experience he gains, is when to shoot and when to lay it off. You know, that will come. He's still a young lad, still learning the game. But for me, you know, he is Liverpool's player.
Oh! Mistake with the back pass and a pull on the back of Ricky Lambert's shirt by the Leicester player. It's a red card. He's off. Ricky Lambert would have been clean through. And it's the captain, Wes Morgan, who tried to play the ball back to his keeper. He's miskicked it. He's then tugged down Ricky Lambert, who was going to race clean through on goal. And Leicester are down to 10 men. I think it was a certainty, that red card.
Yeah, it's a red card. Straight away, you could see it. You know, he misplaced his back pass. I don't know why he pulled him back, though. You know, he still had a long way to go, Ricky Lambert. He still had to beat Kasper Schmeichel. You know, gone down to 10 men for one, yeah, and you're 2-1 down. You know, for me, it was a real bad mistake. And maybe it was instinct. Maybe that was the case. He just felt as he went past him, oh, it was sort of a rugby tackle, wasn't it, on Ricky Lambert. Referee was in a fantastic position, right, looking right down the line. He still had a long way to go and still a lot to do to make sure that he was going to get a third goal for Liverpool.
Gerrard offside. No, given as onside. Still going into the penalty area. A challenge by Kasper Schmeichel. Referee doesn't even want to entertain the thought that Schmeichel fouled Gerrard. Well, from where we're sitting, which is a long way away, it looked like Schmeichel was just a little bit too heavy-handed with the Liverpool captain, and he looks absolutely bemused. And I think Schmeichel, with a glance he's just given to Gerrard, has agreed he got away with murder there.
I can't believe that. Between the referee and assistant, how they have not pointed to the spot there, I don't know. But initially, you know, I thought Steven Gerrard was 3 or 4 yards offside from the through ball.
Cambiasso, ball into the box. Ochoa's waiting for it. Vardy's following up. Toure turns to hook it clear. They're still getting chances of Leicester. Now Mahrez comes into the penalty area. Right footed, scrambles the ball in. Cambiasso can equalise. Oh, his own player stops it from going in the goal. He's hit it against the body of Jamie Vardy. And that's just led to a massive let-off for Liverpool. Cambiasso left-footed. That ball was going in, but Vardy couldn't get out of the way.
Well, he couldn't, but that all came about with just initially a long ball into the far corner, where at the moment Skrtel and Toure aren't winning the headers. Ochoa's winning everything, and it's causing absolutely mayhem in the Liverpool box. And as the strike came in, Certainly took a deflection off one of the Liverpool players initially onto Vardy. He was only about 2 or 3 yards off the line. Oh, Steven Gerrard was onside. It was actually Delap that was playing him on. Good decision by the assistant initially. But then there was just a coming together. To me, Kasper Schmeichel just ran into Steven Gerrard and brought him down.
That's a penalty. That's a penalty.
And by the way, it could have been a red card. But was that denying a goal-scoring opportunity?
Well, that's as blatant as a penalty as you could possibly look at. James, free kick into the Liverpool box, headed down and away by Kolo Touré. Mahrez gets to it first, jinks his way towards the dead ball line, then trips over Moreno's legs. Referee, I don't think, had much of an option to give the free kick.
But he's caught the wrong side, Moreno. What is he doing, the wrong side of the winger? You know, he's coming in from behind him rather than fronting him up. He should always be goal side of him. He's not, he's the opposite side. Yeah, well, you can see here, he goes past Glenn Johnson, then Moreno comes across Mahrez. That's a needless free kick and just more pressure put on this Liverpool goal for no real reason.
Matty James again. Responsibility for the set pieces. Two in the Liverpool wall, wide on the right hand side. Maybe Mahrez will take this. He's lining up. No, he stepped over the ball. James flicks it far post, attempting to get the header in. Vardy scrambles a shot, and that shot got a deflection and worked its way wide for a Liverpool, for a Leicester corner from the right hand side.
Yeah, I think it was Kolo Touré. Oh no, it was Skirtle. Martin Skirtle just stuck out his left leg there to divert it behind. But this is really good pressure from Leicester City.
James with the Leicester corner to the edge of the 6-yard box, drops towards Veselovsky, can't do anything with it. Another chance for Veselovsky, challenged by Lucas, comes out to Schlupp, who takes a random shot, and that just had the sting taken out of it by Ricky Lambert, and ends up with the keeper picking it up. This looks promising. Gerrard down the left, Sterling in the box, that ball across the penalty area, keeper spilled it, Sterling gets it, it'll be finished, it's Henderson! And that should see the game beyond the reach of Leicester. Henderson's emphatic finish, the back heel from Raheem Sterling, and the crushing shot into the top left corner. And Liverpool should take 3 points back from the Midlands now. Leicester 1, Liverpool 3.
Oh, ye of little faith. I said to you they'd get another goal. You just had to be patient, you had to wait. Not quite sure what Kasper Schmeichel was doing here, because when the ball was played in from Steven Gerrard, Vasilevsky stuck his right foot out and played it back into the path of Kasper Schmeichel, who must have felt it was a back pass. And then what he did there, certainly he was onside, Delac's playing him on, but watch Kasper Schmeichel, he could have held on to that. He just tried to push it away from goal into the path of Raheem Sterling. Lovely back heel, great awareness to know where his teammate was, into the path of Jordan Henderson, who just side-footed it past Schlupp, who was on the line. Well, it was really poor goalkeeper. I think he was caught in two minds whether it was a back pass or not from Vasilevsky. He should have held on to it and then just give away the free kick if the referee deemed it was a back pass. But proved costly, and all of a sudden now 3-1 up, it looks more comfortable for Liverpool.
Throw in now for Glenn Johnson, halfway line, gives it to Ricky Lambert, and the Reds record a second victory in succession. And this one's away from home. They've not had enough of those this season, but worthy winners here at the King Power Stadium. Leicester 1, Liverpool 3. And there was a couple of big performances inside the Liverpool side tonight, and they're starting to build some momentum, which will steer them back towards the top end of the Barclays Premier League table. Ray Houghton, your most range man of the match.
Well, as you say, there was a few good performances from Liverpool this evening. I thought Adam Lallana had a good start to the game, maybe fizzled out a little bit before he went off. Glenn Johnson always gives you 100% in the matches. Anyway, what I've seen of him lately, he's done okay. But the referee gave him nothing tonight, Mr. Mason. But I'm going to give him the man of the match, and that's Raheem Sterling. The little man, once again, was the difference for me. He was always a threat, always willing to take the fight to the opposition. He was involved in some of the goals and some of the great play that Liverpool had, or good build-up play that they had. So he's my man of the match.
The overall performance, Ray?
Yeah, well, as I said to you, I just got the feeling watching that Liverpool dig in and, you know, get a result. I think that was usually important to build on the victory against Stoke at the weekend. Their away form has been poor. We said they've only had two wins. QPR, when they were very fortunate, and the best performance of the season against Tottenham Hotspur. But tonight was decent. It wasn't great, but it was competitive. There was a willingness to run. It was a good attitude from the Liverpool players. It wasn't free-flowing, but when you go away, sometimes you have to dig out results. You have to, you know, keep the momentum going. Some massive games coming up for Liverpool, none more so than the weekend against Sunderland, then that all-important game against Basel, and this should give the players more confidence going into the next few games.
Well, those players have just gone down the tunnel. The Leicester players' tired legs follow them. Look, they might be bottom of the Premier League table, Leicester, but they made it very tough for Liverpool at times tonight. The sending off was certainly something of a help for the Reds in the end.
Yeah, it was. There's no doubt about it. But listen, great spirit from Leicester this evening. Their attitude, their effort, the commitment was there for everyone to see. Listen, if you can't score at one end and you can see the other, it's a recipe for disaster. You know, and there's a reason why they're at the bottom of the league at the moment. You know, they just cannot stop the goals going in at one end, and unfortunately, they haven't got enough quality to finish at the other. But you can't fault them for energy and everything else that goes with the game tonight. It was just that Liverpool got the goals at the right time. Wes Morgan sending off. Well, ultimately, you know, did it really cost them? Well, maybe. They might have got something out of it, because they did have a good spell after that with the 10 men. The crowd here at the stadium got right behind the Leicester players and tried to drive them on to get an equaliser. As I say, in that final third, they just didn't create enough opportunities, and Liverpool just done enough to see them off. And then the third goal was the killer goal. As soon as that went in for Liverpool, you could see everyone just relax, from the Liverpool fans to the Liverpool players to the Liverpool management. Everyone knew they were going to get 3 points.
What a difference a week can make. The goals all from midfielders. Ricky, though, worked his heart out, but the goals, of course, Lallana, Steven Gerrard, Jordan Henderson.
Well, last season it was all about the strikers, wasn't it? It was about Suarez and Sturridge scoring all the goals. They got all the headlines. When someone moves on and someone's out injured, some other players have to step up. It's the midfield. There's no reason why they can't score the goals. You're going to have to spread them out now that Suarez is no longer with the club, and they're starting to do that. Henderson getting further forward, Gerrard in a more advanced position is going to get goals for you. And it was great to see Adam Lallana get the goal today. That was a very important goal, at the timing of it as well, because Leicester 1-0 up, they might have got a bit of momentum with them, and if they got a second, who knows what Liverpool would have been like. And we've seen them when they played against Crystal Palace recently, when they went behind, all of a sudden they went a bit flat and there wasn't much energy about them. But credit to Liverpool, they got back into it, and it was a hugely important goal. Fantastic finish from Adam Lallana, and that really sparked Liverpool on to go on and eventually get the 3 points. Post-match.
Fantastic result against a team that's only lost here once all season and played some big teams and some difficult games. So for us, we knew we had to compete. We had to show our character tonight. But once we did that, then our quality came through. So it was a very, very good team performance and result.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. When you need to claim, think hampsonhughes.com.